As the last Islamic State fighters are being flushed out of Syria, some of their victims are trying to make them face a legal reckoning for their crimes here in Australia. A group of Yazidi women is launching a compensation case later this week in a New South Wales court. The women say they were raped and abused by the Australian Islamic State terrorist Khalid Sharouf, who's believed to have been killed in an airstrike in 2017. Their claim is being supported by a British-based NGO, the Lotus Flower, as Janutta Kazaki reports.
The sounds of a Yazidi woman being freed by Kurdish female fighters in the Syrian village of Baghouz. The founder of the Lotus Flower, Taban Sharesh, is herself a child genocide survivor under Iraq's Saddam Hussein regime. She says many of the Yazidi women and girls are still suffering and feel forgotten by the world.
This is the first case that we've lodged, and we're hoping that Australia will lead the way in paving justice for Yazidi victims. We're not asking for taxpayers' monies to be used into this system. Actually, we've provided a solution that could really, really work around the world.
That solution includes trying to get the federal and New South Wales governments to free up the frozen assets of Sharouf to use that money as part of their compensation. But international law expert Professor Ben Saul from the University of Sydney says it'll be hard going in a New South Wales jurisdiction.
So New South Wales, like many states in Australia, has a no-fault victims of crime compensation scheme, which allows people who have been a victim of some kind of serious offence to get some kind of remedy, even if the persecutor, you know, isn't prosecuted or convicted. Problem is it's limited to offences which occur here in New South Wales or more generally in Australia.
Taban Sharesh says some sort of legislative change is needed
to enable the frozen assets of the Australian national to be redistributed into the victims' compensation scheme.
Professor Saul says even if this particular legal case doesn't succeed, it sends an important message to the world.
It's enormously important in highlighting the fact that there are so many victims of Islamic State and including Australian foreign terrorist fighters who need assistance to get on with their lives and to recover from the incredibly brutal crimes that they have experienced at the hands of Islamic State.
Professor Saul says there's a gap in international and national laws to help victims of terrorism.
It seems like all too often the focus is on criminal justice in the sense of prosecuting perpetrators, but without necessarily looking out for the victims.
That's Professor Ben Saul and that report from Danuta Kazakia.